And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank now, you. Back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Indeed, he made a lot of promises, and he is keeping every one. It's really quite amazing. And the media, again, all but ignores the good stuff and only focuses on the bad. And so I will give you the rest of the story. I will give you the good stuff. You will hear the audio clips yourself directly from the president, including this incredible good news that the media has all but ignored because it's good news. And they don't want to do anything regarding good news and Donald Trump telling you this stuff because the reason they hate him is because they hate you. And he represents you. So one of the big issues that there was during the campaign was voter ID, voter integrity, so that there'd be a reduction in all the incredible cheating that goes on with our elections. And President Trump signed an executive order that, again, the media is just completely ignoring. And I think it's really, really big news. And I think this is much, much bigger news than this stupid signal thing, this little fiasco that the media is latching on to, saying, oh, this is terrible, this is horrible. You know, somebody from the Atlantic got this information. You know it's got to be an inside job with this. You got to know it's got to be an inside job. So long story short, there was a group of people in the Trump administration, Department of Defense and Security and all of that, who were talking about, I think, Yemen. Apparently, my sources tell me Yemen is some sort of a country somewhere in the Middle East or in by the ocean or a gulf or some, it's something. And they were talking about different methods to go after the terrorists there because the terrorists are being funded, of course, by Iran because Iran, of course, got all the money from the Democrats. So when they released all the funds, and that's why we had October 7 and all of that. So in this group meeting by Signal, using the Signal app, one of the people who ended up getting the information was this Trump hater who is, I believe, the publisher or the editor for The Atlantic, this failing little magazine that's being propped up by Steve Jobs' widow. She happens to like it. She's got more money than God, and so she keeps this thing floating. This guy, this, I think he's the editor, hates Trump, hates everything connected with him, spread all the lies regarding Russia, 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 and everything else. I mean, just an absolute Trump hater. Somehow, he ends up getting information that was supposed to be for the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, and Tulsi Gabbard, who's in charge of another department there, and on, and he should not have gotten. And the media is going, there you go. See, this is bad. People have to resign. And this is the same media that could not give a rat's ass about national security when it came to Milley or when it came to that pathetic congressman who was screwing the Chinese spy or the problems with Afghanistan with the withdrawal and all the people who died and the Americans who are still held captive. And it just. No matter how much you hate the media, you really don't hate them enough. You really don't. Anyway, long story short, they're trying to sell you on the idea, including Fox News, by the way, to its everlasting shame, because they hate Trump as well. Rupert Murdoch and his sons and all that, they absolutely hate Trump. And in fact, the woman who's in charge of Fox News now in her office got a picture of her with Barack Obama. I mean, they really do hate Trump, but they understand they've got to hide that because if they end up like CNN and MSNBC, nobody is going to watch them. So they got to pretend like they like Trump. They got to pretend that they're conservatives. they're just awful people. Anyway, long story short, there's on and on, they're going on and on about this. And some people are saying, well, Signal is insecure, that it's not really a good app. And yet this is the app that the feds have authorized for usage, including all the senators who were grilling the Trump administration officials yesterday. And the issue is not the app at all. The news reports want you to think that the app is part of the problem, that it could be hacked by Russia. In fact, there was one news story by one of the networks that, well, this could easily be hacked by the Russians, which had nothing to do with anything regarding the story. What happened was that one person inside the administration included the name and phone number of this guy at the Atlantic. Now, the spin is that it was a merry mix-up, that it was a mistake. And the Trump administration is taking responsibility for it because the buck stops here. Got it. But there's no way this could have been a mistake. Really, stop and think about this. There are roughly, 330 million Americans. Let's say 10% use Signal. 33 million, let's say. Oh, hell, let's say 1% use Signal. Let's say 3 million, because just round it off, because it's easy on radio to just do this. But let's just say 3 million. What are the odds that when someone made a mistake inside the White House, that the person who ended up getting the unauthorized information was the one guy who hates Trump more than almost anyone else, this editor at the Atlantic? What are the odds? 1 out of 3 million? And it happens to go to this guy as opposed to some random guy, some random number? There is no way this is a coincidence. There is no way this is an accident. No way on this earth. The numbers don't make any sense. They have a mole inside the White House there. There is someone there who is actively working to undermine this administration. There is no other plausible explanation. I don't care what the media is telling you about how easy it is for Signal to be hacked by the Russians. I don't care how many stories they have about, oh, this is a merry mix-up, we didn't know what we were doing. No, no. This was done on purpose. This is the only explanation that makes any sense. Again, what are the odds? If it was just a random mistake, what are the odds that the one person who would get it is the one person who has a history of hating Trump and publishing lie after lie after lie regarding Russia, 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 and everything else connected with Trump? What are the odds that this guy would get this? Obviously, it's an inside job. There's somebody in there trying to undermine the White House, trying to undermine Trump. And of course, the media loves this, and the Democrats love this. Ooh, let's have a hearing. Let's do this, that, and the other. This is all a setup. This is the deep state fighting back. That's all this is. And in the meantime, the media, the useless, utterly useless legacy media, which is dying off, thank God, won't tell you that Donald Trump yesterday had signed another executive order fulfilling yet another campaign promise, one of the most important, in fact, the most important after securing our southern border. Now, the audio quality on this is not going to be great. I did the best I could, given the equipment that we have here and everything else. So it's not going to be great, but it's really, really, really important. And I'm the only one giving you this information. By the way, when I tell you, you're going to download the River Network app and then click River Talk, because I'm all you've got. I'm all you've got. I will bet you your last dollar you weren't aware of any of the things that I've been talking about this morning, regarding Trump and what you're going to hear in the next few seconds. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And get Stephen Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. Download the River Network app. I really am all you've got. You don't believe me? Tell me if you heard this before. This happened yesterday.
Lastly, sir, we have an executive order for your attention on the very important subject of election integrity. We believe that this executive order is the farthest reaching executive action taken in the history of the Republic to secure our elections. Among numerous other aspects of this executive order, this is going to cut down on illegal immigrants on the voter rolls, ensure that the Department of Homeland Security and the data that they have available is being fully weaponized to ensure that illegal immigrants aren't voting. This will include a citizenship question on the federal voting form for the first time. This executive order instructs the EAC to cut federal funding to states that don't take reasonable steps to secure their election. This calls on the Department of Justice to vigorously prosecute election crimes, particularly in states that we don't believe are in compliance with federal law around election integrity. I could go on and on for a while, sir, but compliance with National Election Day rules, cracking down and investigating and prosecuting foreign interference in our elections, revoking President Biden's Executive Order 14019, which essentially weaponized government to corrupt and pollute our election process. There's a lot in here, but we believe that these are very important steps that we need to be taking as an administration at your direction to ensure that our elections are as secure as they possibly can be.
Okay. You all understand that? Yes. Mm-hmm. Election fraud. You've heard the term. We'll end it, hopefully. At least this will go a long way toward ending it. There are other steps that we will be taking as the next in the coming weeks, and we think we'll be able to end up getting fair elections. Perhaps some people think I shouldn't be complaining because we won in a landslide, but we got to straighten out our election. This country is so sick because of the election, the fake elections and the bad elections, and we're going to straighten it out one way or the other. And it's an honor to sign this one. To sign all of them, but to sign this one is a great honor.
Our studio audience loves it, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Sit down. Sit down. Thank you very much.
Election integrity.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Election integrity. Gee, you would have thought this would have been a pretty gosh darn big story. Local media, national media, you know, leading here. Trump made another promise that he's keeping. And just like that, voter ID, election integrity. He just signed it. You heard the scratching of the pen with the executive order. And yet the media? They hate him because they hate you. They really, really hate you. They really do. Download the River Network app and click River Talk. Dimitri is all you've got. You can actually see the show, really every day now, I guess. Facebook Live, we do a stream of the show. Again, there's not much to see. There's very little to see, but you will get to see me. Again, no one's ever confused me with Brad Pitt, let me tell you. But you'll get to see my world-class microphone, my world-class podcaster board, my world-class studio that is not soundproof, the world-class phone, the world-class Formica desktop. And right now, with the way the sun is hitting the radio station, we got a window to my right, behind my right shoulder, and there's no shade. There's no shade. There's just an awning, which, of course, does no good. And so at a certain point in the morning, the sun will beam right through that filthy window and blind anyone who is my guest here in the studio, and also make it very difficult for you to watch me on the Facebook live stream. It looks like I've got this sun ball or something right by my throat right now. But that's what you're seeing on the Facebook live stream. And I thank God for our filthy windows. I thank God for them, because that otherwise it'd be 10 times worse. It really would. But if you want to see just what I have to deal with here, go to the Facebook live stream, see it for yourself. That's the sun coming in. There's nothing I can do to block it out except move my hand like, oh, there you go. I just put it over there. And I got to stay like this now until the sun rises, which I'm not going to do. Anyway, so and how's your morning going for you? Because mine really profoundly sucks. All right, some really good news. If you care about your lawn, if you care about grass cutting and trimming and just taking care of your property, spring is here. The hummingbirds are going to be here any day. In fact, I've got to boil the water and then put in the regular sugar to mix it up for the right nectar for the hummingbirds and put it out there. So they should be here just about any day now. Well, I got some really good news for you regarding your lawn, regarding any kind of a work that you're going to be doing out there. If you like taking care of your property, and a lot of people do, give you some great news regarding Bridgeport equipment and tool. The Bridgeport the store is right next to Herb Electric in Bridgeport. And some of these specials are a steal.